It's Valentine's Day next week.
That was not sexy.
Thanks for that.
No?
I liked it. I thought it was interesting.
It's on theme.
Kevin and Sonia's sexy slow jams.
No, stop.
Is that better?
No.
That's actually pretty good. That's also what my stomach sounds like when I'm hungry.
It's time once again to take everyday things and try to make them sound sexy. With another round of our sexy slow jams. And with Valentine's Day next week, producer Jordan, you decided to give us some Valentine's Day gifts to make sound sexier.
Yeah, Kevin, I gave you flowers, and Sonia, I gave you jewelry.
Okay.
Okay, now, Sonia, you were the champion last week. I won, so now I'm the reigning champion. I think that as the challenger, I think you should go first this week.
Okay. Oh, all okay. Right. Good. Let's get it over with.
So let's see what you came up with in just 15 minutes performing live on the air about Valentine's jewelry starting now.
Oh, baby, mark it on your calendar. Valentine's Day isn't the only thing coming next week. Because I'll be coming too over to your place. Dim the lights and let's go. It don't matter where we end up as long as you fill my jewelry box. Pack up the choker, the pendant, the chains. Secure your spot to be my number one main. Bright like a diamond, rare like a ruby. I know what you want to do me. Come on over. We can make it sparkle. Make me feel like a princess just like Meghan Markle.
Ah.
This year, all I'm waiting for is for you to fill my chest of jewels and finish off the night by you giving me that pearl necklace.
And there it is. There it is. Yeah.
Meghan Markle approved?
Mm.
Wow, I don't even think you're allowed to use the royals' names.
No. I'm not selling anything.
No,
I'm not
that's
selling
true.
Anything.
That's true. And if you did, they'd shut you down like that. Did you quote before four, by the way?
Did I?
I'm going to come over to your house.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even. That wasn't the intention.
Okay.
But I'm glad that that's what comes to your mind when you hear, I'm going to come to your place.
Yeah.
Before four?
Well done.
Happy for the mention.
Well done. Okay.
Thanks, man.
So, again, 15 minutes is all I had, and this sexy slow jam was all about the flowers for Valentine's Day. And here's what I came up with in my time. Hey, girl, I'll be your Cupid. I can't wait to shoot my arrow into you.
Oh, okay.
Let's take our time. I want to enjoy your flower garden. Mm. All I need is a hoe. Got it. Daffodils, roses, and Gerber daisies. I see what you want is my peonies. I got a bouquet. It's specially plucked. It's Valentine's, girl, and I'm down to hug. Carnations, baby. I love the pink. I'm like the ribbon, a little bit kinked. Just like the bachelor. Huh? Will you accept this rose? Yeah. Hold it tight. Don't let go. I want to know how much you love me. Baby, light the candles and dim the lights as I place these petals on the bed tonight. You're looking good, girl, from your head to your hips. Forget the roses. I'm all about your tulips. Happy Valentine's Day. From your Asian sensation, Barry White Rice. Anyone turn on? Anyone?
I'm okay with not hearing that ever again.
I'm with you. Yeah.
That makes three of us.
Kiss Radio. Yeah. Good on ya. Mm-hmm. It's Kevin.
Who?
And Sonia.
That's right.
Remix.
I thought I remixed it a bit. All right.
Yeah,
so Valentine's Day is next week. And so this week we were tasked to try to find a way to make Valentine's Day gifts sound sexier. So we had you talking about jewelry, Sonia, and mine about flowers.
You got it.
So producer Jordan has been monitoring the votes, and this might be like a new record for votes, you were saying?
Yes, there's quite a few votes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, a lot, actually.
Do you want to read some of them?
Let me see here. Okay, so there is one here. Hope Kevin's wife didn't hear that he needs a hoe.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking gardening. Gardening, so if you took that the wrong way, that's on you.
We're
okay?
In the garden, plowing the field. Yes.
Nothing implied at all.
Darn it, I should have used that line.
Well, sorry, I could be your ghostwriter, yes. And Sonia's song rocked. I'm laughing my way onto the airport, and that's from Ashley.
Okay, thanks, Ashley.
Yeah.
All right.
So, the results are in.
All right, drum roll.
With 70% of the vote.
Oh, my gosh.
The winner this week for Sexy Slow Jams is Kevin.
Oh, what?
Congrats.
No, wow.
Well played, sir. Well played.
You know what? Thank you. I actually thought you were going to take it this week, Sonia. I really did.
Thanks. I knew it would be. I thought it would be closer. Oh. But I just got demolished.
Also, there was one vote for Jordan. I was like, oh, okay. Well, thank you. I didn't even do one.
Okay. Maybe that speaks volumes about ours.
Yeah, maybe. Ooh. And for those of you who did miss our Sexy Slow Jams, we're going to post a video up coming up at facebook.com/Kevin and Sonia. And you can always re-listen to past ones on there as well and watch the awkward video to go along with it.
Yeah, if you thought they were awkward to listen to.
Just try watching.
Shawn Mendes is one of the many performers taking the stage this weekend at the Grammys on City TV.
You know who won't be there? Ariana Grande just announced that she is not even going to be going to the Grammy Awards.
Yeah, there's a lot of drama surrounding this. There was a lot of rumors that she was going to be performing. At the very least, she was going to be attending because she's out for some of the big, big awards this year.
And she wanted to perform. She wanted to perform Seven Rings. The only problem is the producers at the Grammy said, yeah, you can perform it, but only as like a medley with other songs. So whatever song that you're going to perform after that little bit is going to be our choice. And so she didn't have the creative control over her performance. And for that reason, she's like, forget it. She felt, quote, insulted by what the Grammys had suggested. So she's like, I'm not going to be there.
Well, because the Grammys hadn't made that same stipulation for everybody else.
Exactly.
I don't know why. Maybe they're just not a fan of that song in particular. They didn't think it had the star power as maybe Thank You Next.
Yeah, or maybe they have done this to other artists, but the other artists have folded to their pressure. And said, I want the promotion.
Yeah, and Ariana does not need the promotion.
No.
Like, she's got a new album coming out on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, what, 6 months after her last album came out? Mm-hmm. She is still on top of the world musically. The Grammys need Ariana Grande more than Ariana Grande needs the Grammys.
I agree with you on that one.
Yep.
I really do think they would benefit from having her there. Mm-hmm. And I really think they should have just let her perform. Because mostly just because I want to see her perform.
Yeah.
And get a little bit preview of what she's going to be doing maybe at Coachella and maybe when she comes to Vancouver at the end of April.
2018 was a huge year for Ariana Grande, so you got to wonder how many awards she will walk away with, but not really walk away with, but because, you know, she's not here, so we're going to accept this on her behalf. And it's always awkward in the award shows when they're not there, where they're working on projects, or maybe because of, you know, some controversy or drama, they're not there.
Do you think because of this whole controversy with her not being able to perform the song she wants, do you think they're going to, like, kind of not award her awards because she is nominated?
Out of spite? No, you can't do that.
Yeah, I was going to say they'll get busted real quick. In this day and age, the truth always comes out. And if they got busted doing that, they would lose all credibility moving forward.
Hundo,
yeah. But they do those videos sometimes of like people accepting awards that are on tour. See, they obviously know the results beforehand.
Yeah.
Because you remember that one time you and I were at a Justin Timberlake concert. It was in Portland?
Was that the one that we went
to, Portland? And he accepted one of his awards on stage while we were there, but the show didn't actually air for another, I don't even know how long.
That's right.
Yeah, so they had like camera crews, him on stage accepting it. I don't even remember.
I think it was for D in a Box.
Yes, that was the song. Oh, yeah. So I remember him accepting it. I was like, hang on. So they do know the results beforehand.
Yeah. Okay.
They have to, because I've noticed too, like if there's like five nominees, lots of the times only one of them's there and that person wins the award.
I wonder, what if they had it like those you know, local fundraisers where they do a 50-50 draw and then they just have to keep drawing until the person is actually in attendance can claim it?
That's always so awkward too, right? When you're like, ready for the draw, number 7642. 7642.
And then you have it, redraw!
Yeah.
Redraw!
What if the Grammys and all the award shows were like that? Look at the Junos, right? Look how few people show up to the Junos. They'd be sitting there for like hours going like, okay, all right. Anne-Marie, we know you didn't come up with an album this year.
Close enough. But you,
you're here.
Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
What is the coolest trick that you're using your smart speaker for?
Okay, so in my house, we just set it up over the weekend, and now my husband and I have been kind of playing in with the features. Yesterday, Kevin, in the afternoon, you and I were Skyping, and at that point, all of a sudden, my Alexa goes, boop, boop, and it, like, the lights go off, and I'm like, what's happening? And then all of a sudden, it stops, and I get a text message from my husband, and he goes, hi, did you hear that? I tried to drop in to talk to you, but then I heard that you and Kevin were Skyping, so I decided I didn't want to interrupt.
And at that point, like, he can hear our conversation?
Because he's connected to it. So he and I have access to our Alexa.
Versus via the app.
Yeah, so through the app. So nobody else can drop in like that on ours as of right now. Mm-hmm. But, so he can do that. I can send like messages to him on the Alexa. I can do voice notes. I was doing it yesterday morning show.
And you were creepy.
Oh, yeah. I was like, hello, my pretty. And I'd hit send. I'm like, did you hear it? He's like, no, I was in the bathroom. I'm like, damn it. And I was like, I'm watching you.
The announcements feature is another one that I never thought to use as well, too. And that's basically where you can record something either, you know, previously or in real time and have that broadcast across all the smart speakers that are connected throughout your home. So
it's
like,
fantastic.
You know, dinner's ready, something like that.
Exactly. It's fantastic.
Like an intercom. But the idea of actually dropping in at any time of the day to not just talk, but to hear what's going on at a particular time is kind of creepy, isn't it?
It's fantastic. Say you're a parent. You leave a couple teenagers at home. You want to know what's going on. You can do the drop-in feature, and you can listen to make sure that they're not having a party.
Oh my gosh.
So good. And so when my husband did it to me yesterday, I was like, oh, I totally want to do that to him. Just drop in and see what happens.
Well, why don't we drop in now? Can you? Okay, yeah. Let's drop in now. Ooh. With your husband.
Oh, God. And, live? And,
this yeah, could let, be juicy. Let,
sorry,
and
husband.
Let's, you know, have a conversation. Let's see if this works.
Hello? Hello? John? Okay, you're still sleeping. Get up!
Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
If your kid is being bullied, is it fair to expect them to include that bully in the class Valentine's? We're talking elementary school level.
Kindergarten in this case.
Okay, so in this theoretical case, which is an article that you found online, Sonia.
It was a mother looking for some advice. She goes, my daughter doesn't want to give a Valentine to a mean kid in class. So what do I do?
So, as a parent, you look, okay, well, what's their definition of mean?
Right.
You know, what are the actions that follow that emotion, that classification?
Makes her think that this other kid is being mean, and that's what the parent goes on to say. One, I don't know if he really is being mean to her, because her definition of that could be skewed a little bit. I mean, she's in kindergarten.
Yep.
And another one is, shouldn't everybody get a Valentine? Because that's what they do in schools. They send you home with a class list, and they say, here are all the kids in the class,
yep,
and this is for your Valentines, for you to be able to hand out Valentines for every kid.
And you want to teach your kids to be the bigger person if they are, in fact, you know, in a situation where someone's not being kind to them. Okay,
yeah.
Kill them with kindness. Fair enough. But if it is a full case of bullying, and okay, you take the kindergarten out of that maybe in this case, but if it's a kid who's being bullied, that becomes a very tough situation for a lot of parents. Do you do the, you know, the classroom line? Do you toe that line? Say, hey, okay, well, everybody gets one, so you have to do it. Or do you stand behind your kid? Here's a text message from Christina. 10456. I'm a parent, and in this situation, it is likely to come up this year, and I'll support my kid 100%. I think Valentine's Day cards in schools give kids an unrealistic expectation of how things work in the real world. I would do away with them if I could. Yeah, feeling special is nice, but if it's mandatory to give cards, it takes away how special it is. I think parties are cool to have in class, though.
Well, that's why some teachers are writing in. So as a teacher, we usually have a rule. You give a Valentine to everyone, or you don't give one at all.
And I can see, I mean, that makes sense,
so
right?
So that works. And she goes to say, in this situation, I think to not give a Valentine sounds like a punishment for being mean. Maybe the Valentines could be an olive branch for friendship. I definitely think the parent should talk to the teacher if there's bullying issues going on, because as Sonia was saying, and she said that the story that comes home is often not the whole story.
Right.
You know, as a kindergartner coming home, you're like, is that really the whole truth and whatever? You got to find out more.
Matt, You've got a couple kids. One of them is in kindergarten. What would you do if your kid was in this situation?
That's not very nice of you to not give somebody a Valentine card. Because that's all it is. It's a card. Yeah. If you're not giving them a gift, you're not giving them a toy, you're giving them a card that's like a superhero card or a Batman card. It's a piece of paper.
Okay.
And obviously deal with the situation aside from Valentine's cards.
And let's face it, you have a kid in kindergarten. You know exactly what it's like. One day kids are best friends and then the next day they're not. And it happens where like my niece is in kindergarten right now, and at lunchtime she may have had a fight with her best friend at lunch, and then they're totally fine that afternoon.
That's absolutely 100% how it is.
Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
This story is bananas.
That's because I know what the story is about.
I know you'd appreciate a good pun as well there, Sonia. These two store owners, Mom and Pa convenience store in Ontario, have become local celebrities in this past week since they came face-to-face with a man who was trying to rob their store. I'm not going to tell you the full story. I'm going to let the woman tell you what she did when she grabbed the first thing that she could to defend herself and her store.
Then he jumped up the counter. Then my husband pushed him out. Then I started to looking for something to do. But I said banana, so I starting to with the banana hitting it.
So she starts with this banana beatdown, as some people are calling it now, on the robber, so much so that the robber actually flees.
Okay, so it wasn't just one banana.
It was a bunch of bananas.
It was a bunch of bananas. Like, you know how they're, and she used it as like
a baton.
I, you know what? I bet you anything. This just brought, like, this woman who seems quite sweet, but very aggressive, strong.
She ain't taking don't mess nothing.
With reminds us a lot of us, of all of our mothers, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. She reminds me a lot of my mom, right? Where, you know, she could pick up anything, and I'm terrified. Because what she could do with it is scary. The average person, let's face it. Out of the three of us, none of us would have grabbed bananas to attack a would-be burglar. We would have been like, take it all. Hang on. I am so terrified. Press the button underneath the till to be like, yo, emergency services, come help me.
Well, in this case, this convenience store has been robbed before. So they've been through this. And the police have said it's not a good idea to try to defend yourself with whatever weapon. Just let the police deal with it. And in this case, you know, obviously it worked out in their favor that the robber left. And now they've become viral sensations. So much so that people are now getting them to sign their bananas.
Sorry?
Like the autographed bananas as a souvenir from the story.
And then what do they do with it?
I don't know.
It's going to go rotten soon.
Yeah, but she's the banana lady now, right? She and her husband are like the banana couple. But I guess, you know, like in a situation where you feel like you need to defend yourself, you need to grab whatever you can. Like, have you ever been in a situation where you just needed to, like, you felt maybe unsafe and you just grabbed whatever was around you? Some people sleep with baseball bats in the room in a case like that. A lot of people don't. And so if you heard like a sound downstairs in your house, like what would you automatically gravitate toward in terms of grabbing? Like, would I grab my Amazon Echo? You know, like, I don't know what I'd grab.
I don't know.
I wouldn't grab anything, but it would be very intense. Whether it's a male or a female intruding into my place, they better be ready for a nice kick to the crotch.
Oh.
Like, I'm going to lay it down. So you better be ready to be on the floor.
So you would defend with, like, your old...
Yeah, if they're in my house?
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know. I would just lay in the bed where I was and
hope
and put the covers over me and just lay as flat as I could.
And pretend it's like the boogeyman just going to go away.
No one can see me. They
Let me tell you, as a father of a preschooler who likes to play hide and seek, hiding under the bed covers and seeing a giant lump under there.
How dare you?
Oh, where's Bennett? I don't know where Bennett is. I better leave the room.
Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Roll Up the Rim is back at Tim Hortons. Producer Jordan, you've got that smile on your face. You're
I'm rocking my roll of the rim cup back and forth right now. Yes.
Yes. Have you won anything yet? Have you rolled
that
up?
Should I do it right now?
Hang on a second. Hold off on rolling that up because I want to know if you are an instant winner. But there's a lot of talk this year around pressuring Tim Hortons to change the way they do roll of the rim.
Because it's harmful to the environment. So now there are a few students from Calgary that are suggesting that they digitize the campaign so they can allow people to go online to figure out whether or not they won Roll Up the Rim and have more of a push for people to use refillable cups. Because as it stands right now, if you've ever taken a reusable cup to Tim Hortons during Roll Up the Rim,
they'll still give you the actual cup, right?
You got it. So they're saying, the ones that they have currently aren't fully recyclable either. So they're hoping for something that's a little more environmentally friendly for those single-use coffee cups.
What they do with this will be interesting to see because it has been an institution here in Canada for such a long time. You mean Roll Up the Rim? You look at someone like producer Jordan who lives for this game.
I don't live for it. I'm excited when it's around. I'm not like waiting at the bit like, oh my God, when's it back?
You were pumped when you walked in this morning with your coffee cup. You're like, it's Roll Up the Rim!
Well, I hope I win, yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of excitement around that. If they digitized it, would it take away some of the fun of the physical act of rolling up the rim in front of your coworkers or, you know, in your car, whatever it is? Does that take away some of the fun, you think?
Yeah.
Could they do just like a pull tab sort of thing instead that's using less paper?
Or they give you like a little chit or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. So you're still doing something active.
But they're still going to have their cups. If you still get a coffee or a tea, you're still going to have the cup.
Right. So as long as say you're using a reusable cup, instead of giving you a full cup, they would give you one of these little things instead.
That makes sense.
Or in this case, come up with a new design is what these Calgary students are asking for at the very least of a fully reusable cup.
Yeah.
Environmentally friendly, recyclable cup.
Fair enough. You know, I think that if they were to digitize it, it would perhaps change the way that we look at the game. I don't know if as many people would take part because it's a lot more steps.
Yeah.
Right? You got to go pull up your phone and scan a barcode or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Enter in a 46 letters in order to get there if that's the way they did it.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see what they do with this news.
Yes.
Producer Jordan?
Well, we put the poll up at Kiss Radio Hits on Instagram, and it says 58% want to keep the game the same.
Okay, what? So the majority of Canadians, and again, we all get the environmental impact of it, and we want to care about it as much, but a lot of people are just afraid of giving up that institution that is Roll Up the Rim in the way that we've always known it.
Even most of the time, you're a loser.
Well, let's find out, shall we? Okay, producer Jordan.
Okay, please. I drank all the tea. Let's see here. What is this? Ugh!
Loser.
I give up. I lost.
You're defending this game that you constantly lose.
I'm over
with?
It. Take the game away. Save the environment. I'm done.
How quickly he changes is why.
I want the car. Ugh, whatever.
Well,
I won't be going back.
Liar.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. Same temper tantrum. Different day.
Vancouver and the Fraser Valley. Wake the fun up with Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
Oh man, I gotta tell you, if there's anything better than celebrating the Lunar New Year, it's all the leftovers.
Oh, you brought us stuff?
What?
Oh man, yes. Thanks man.
For myself. I know
what's
sharing
that?
Is caring, but I didn't think to bring anything for yourself. I'm sorry. Well, I brought in food for you yesterday. What do you do? You spat it out on the air. You said it was
durian.
Gross. Yeah.
With the whole notion of it stinks. People complain about it. Here, try it. I mean, it wasn't terrible. I didn't mind the smell.
Yeah.
When we did it on the show yesterday.
Yeah.
It wasn't as terrible. I think, you know, especially during the wintertime.
Yeah.
I think if it was the heat of the summertime like it is in Singapore often when, you know, my family will enjoy some durian. Yeah, I can see that it's rather pungent. Fair.
Someone sent us a text at 104.56 yesterday saying that there was a durian ice cream that they have.
Yeah.
I would try because I didn't mind the flavor. It was just the consistency I was not a huge fan of, but the texture.
Yeah, it's kind of like a pudding thing. Producer Jordan, you spat it out. You said it was disgusting. You didn't like it, and I was offended by it. You ruined my Chinese New Year.
I'm sorry to say, but Sonia also spat it out.
I did, but that's because of the consent. But I actually had nice things to say about it.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. I do not. Sorry.
I think that's
sorry,
great.
Not sorry. But I tried it. I tried it. I can say I tried it, so you can't hate on me for that.
Did you notice the deflection, though? Because we were already hating on him for not bringing us food, now he deflected to you and you fell into
right,
the bait and switch.
Kevin.
I'm just saying, the last time I brought to you something on the show, it was not meant with politeness. So. So why would I give you my leftovers from Chinese
polite.
New Year?
I was polite.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Sonny, you were polite. You're right.
I'm going to steal some.
I'll wait till tomorrow. I'll be waiting. I won't bring a lunch.
Kiss Radio.
If you've ever dreamed of sleeping in an IKEA, like not during store hours because that's just awkward, but like overnight, your dreams are coming true. There is the IKEA PJ party that has just now been announced. So IKEA Canada is actually giving customers the chance in certain stores across Canada to sleep over in IKEA.
Including the Coquitlam and Richmond stores.
Okay.
So you can you're going to actually be able to do this right here. If you end up being one of the winners, you get to pick your own linen and you get to sleep there for the night. And you get a whole bunch of IKEA sleep essentials. The only other thing is, though, they say that they're going to have like 20 winners.
Yeah.
So, yes, I know there are that many beds, but watch you get stuck with a snorer.
Oh.
And one, just takes one of those people, because it's not like separate bedrooms. Let's face it. You've been to IKEA. It's basically just one hallway.
Yeah. It's an open concept. Sure.
Yeah. And then you just have to be kept up all night.
Yeah. Like, what happens if you get stuck on the bunk bed? Oh, no, thank you.
Yeah, I don't know what the sleep arrangements is. The fact that they're doing this as a contest is, I mean, I can understand there's a lot of people who would love the idea because they've toyed around with the fantasy of like, oh, it'd be so much fun to sleep over in IKEA. But the fact that you don't really win anything at the end, I mean, it's good that you can also bring your own bed sheets as well, too, because my first thought when I saw this, I'm like, I don't know if I want to sleep in a bed that everyone's been trying out throughout the whole day.
Yeah, you pick your own bed sheets from IKEA.
Yeah.
And you sleep in those, and I believe you get to keep those.
You get to keep those?
I believe so, because they're like, you get to pick your own.
It does say you will also receive a swag bag full of IKEA sleep essentials.
Yeah, so that's what Sonny said earlier.
Yeah.
But what does that mean, though?
I don't know. There's a lot of gray area. The only way it would be fun, though, is if you got to have a party with your friends, and it was like 20 of your closest people.
Mm. And versus 20 strangers.
Yeah, because that just sounds like torture. No?
There's something about the... I mean, I wouldn't register for it myself.
No.
But I can see people really, really loving this idea.
Where would you want to stay overnight?
I did a sleepover once at the Vancouver Aquarium, and I thought that was cool. Like, I did that in elementary school. Awesome.
Did one at Science World.
Yeah.
Pretty dope.
Fun.
The number one spot that everyone tried to get was?
Right by, like, the big, like, whale tank. The beluga whales? Is that
no.
It? What?
The giant. This is at the aquarium.
Oh, sorry.
Aquarium,
I'm talking aquarium.
At Science World. It was the giant keyboard.
Oh.
That everybody wanted to try to sleep on. So as soon as they said, okay, grab your sleeping bags, go, we all booked it and went there. So instead, I just got to sleep with T-Rex.
Oh, I remember the T-Rex.
Yeah, the T-Rex was there when I was there.
Oh, my gosh.
So that was kind of cool.
I would not sleep, mind you. There was no sleeping in the sleeping by the T-Rex. But you were by the T-Rex.
Kevin and Sonia's Not-So-Secret Word. Brought to you by Pepper Wireless, the number one Fido dealer.
All right, Tamara and Langley, you're taking your son to school. Would you ever consider sleeping over at an IKEA with this new contest they've just launched?
I don't know. I think I kind of agree that it's kind of... If I had my friends with me, it would be okay, but yeah. I don't know about with a bunch of strangers.
Yeah, how much sleep would you get? I mean, they have a lot
probably
of activities
none.
That they're planning for the Richmond and the Coquitlam locations when they do this new contest. Let's ask Daphne in Richmond. We know you're nursing a bit of a cold right now, so the idea of leaving your bed, period, for any other bed is not one that you want to entertain. But would you want to sleep over in an IKEA? Would it be fun?
No, I don't think so.
So an overwhelming no, you guys are not on board to stay overnight at IKEA. Nope. But our not-so-secret word has to do with that. It's over. O-V-E-R, over.
As in sleepover. All right, so okay. Tamara and Daphne, we're going to give you 30 seconds on the clock each and a series of clues as to words, phrases, and names that I'll have over somewhere in the answer. If you get the most right in your 30 seconds, you win. If you get stuck, you can pass, but you only get...
One pass!
That's right, Tamara... Sounds like you know what you're talking about here. Team Kevin or Team Sonia?
Sorry, is that me?
Yes.
Tamara, yeah. Team Kevin or Team Sonia?
I'm going to go with Team Sonia.
All right, let's do it. 30 seconds on the clock. It starts now. Someone who goes above and beyond. It's so flamboyant they are. The not-so-secret word and not bottom. What's the opposite of bottom?
Top.
Yes.
Over the top.
Yes. These jeans are ones like kind of have attached suspenders to them.
Overalls.
Yes. When someone blows something out of proportion, you're like, wow, totally don't. They're getting. Okay. When you get your cell phone bill and it's more than your monthly plan, you're paying for this. Overages is what we're looking for with that one. And overreact is the other one. But you got two right And Tamara, that could be enough for the win because Daphne's got a cold, she said.
Now, Tamara, we want to address something that I think a lot of our listeners have said who have played the not-so-secret word in the past. They tell this is off-air. Is it a lot harder once you're in the hot seat?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I was like, I probably know every single one, but I can't think right now.
It's tough. It's tough when you're in the spotlight and when you hear the timer, 30 seconds. So, two, don't kick yourself, but let's find out how Daphne does on Team Sonia. You ready? Or Team Kevin.
Yes.
You ready? Here we go. 30 seconds with the not-so-secret word over. Our time begins right now. Sometimes you need braces to correct this.
Overbite.
Yes. When it's cloudy out, is another word for this.
Overcast.
Yes. When you make a steak and it becomes really chewy, what have you done to it?
Overdone.
Nope, think about
Overcooked.
It.
Overcooked.
Yes. When you go to the bank and it's like a negative.
Overdraft.
That? Yes. This commonly happens at Thanksgiving and you have to wear stretchy pants. What have you done?
Overeaten.
Yes. You see this at the end of a video thing that you're playing. Like think of the Super Mario. At the end, you get game over is what I'm trying to get to. Game over. But you got five in that time, even with the cold medicine.
Thank you. Congratulations. You got plans 1 week today, guys. JT going to be at Rogers Arena for his Valentine's show. He's performing for two nights, Thursday and Friday. Oh, no, not 1 week today.
It's Wednesday
week
today,
Oh, my
Sonia.
God. I thought it was Thursday. I was like, what?
That's sobering. It's only Wednesday.
Anyway, okay, so 1 week tomorrow. You're going to be going to the JT concert. Congratulations.
Waking you. Wake the fun up with Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
So what's the legal age to buy cigarettes here in Canada?
Depending on where you are. So Alberta is 18, right, Jordan?
Yes, it is.
18 is...
It says Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Quebec, Nunavut, Northwest Territories, and Yukon have adopted the 18 or over.
Okay, BC is 19.
Yes.
Right, okay. So in Hawaii, they're considering raising the minimum smoking age to 100.
Oh, wow.
So if a lawmaker has his way, it would be legal to buy cigarettes in the state only when you turn 100 years old. So the idea would be a gradual change of the minimum age. So right now it's 21. It would be 30 by next year, then 40, then 50, then 60 each following year, all the way until 2024 when the minimum smoking age will be 100 years old. And I guess the idea is to wean people off who are addicted and to ideally stop a new generation from picking up the habit, which we know is more than just a personal choice. It has a huge impact on the healthcare system and, of course, those around you and the environment.
But it's illegal to buy it, not necessarily illegal to smoke it.
Yeah, I mean, it all depends on you know, how much they crack down on it.
Yeah, if you have somebody in your Ohana who's over 100, you can get them to boot for you and go and buy them for you.
Or you get a fake ID
and
a really good disguise.
Yes. Just stop using face cream for like a week in this weather.
Yeah.
Right? With it being so cold and dry and then you could get
wrinkles.
I mean, it's an idea. I guess. Yeah, I guess that would work. But I mean, I think in the end, then you would just have people selling it illegally.
So you think that there's going to be a giant black market?
I would think so. Because people aren't going to be able to quit. If they haven't done it for their families or for their health benefits or for themselves, then I think sometimes it's going to be hard if it's just illegal. How many things do you do that are illegal every single day?
Yeah.
Well, nothing that I would admit to
on the air. Jaywalking is illegal.
Oh, I see
going
what you're
over
saying.
The speed limit is illegal. You know you shouldn't do it, but you do it. I don't know if it's illegal.
It would have to be coupled with some sort of support system, some programs to help people kick the habit. And again, some awareness to not pick it up in the first place. And again, you know, the idea is by 2024 in Hawaii that they would completely, essentially ban smoking.
Imagine the amount of like convenience stores, though, that would probably lose their like shut down because they sold cigarettes to somebody who was like 65. Like they're not 100.
That's a pretty big gap, though. If you're off by 35 years,
right? But you know that would just be something that's just kind of strange.
And is 100 just symbolic?
Maybe.
Or is it by 100? You're like, okay, you know what? At this
you
point,
you earned it.
If you want a cigarette, go for it. You know, I don't know.
Up and smoke, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it'll be interesting to see. Again, this is at this point just proposed by a lawmaker in Hawaii. But if it gets steam and it's getting a lot of traction online right now, a lot of support, maybe this in fact will be law in Hawaii and other places to follow. We'll see.
Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
List is out of the new emojis they're adding. Right around the corner, they're adding 230 new emojis.
Oh, wow.
So
yes.
Yes.
You ready for this one?
Bring it in. And I will only say that I'm all for new emojis because there are a couple of different ways that you can send them now. Like with the iMessage, as soon as you type in your entire message, if you hit on the emoji button, it'll highlight which ones have an emoji. So I'm done with the whole searching thing, which is kind of nice.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So that's kind of nice. I'd like that feature to be implemented in WhatsApp. Would be great.
See, on my Android, and I don't know if it's because of the keyboard that I installed on it, like when I type a word in that has an emoji, it'll actually show up as either the word or the emoji. And I can, yeah, so it's great. So if I want like a soccer ball.
I need that.
Yeah, it's great. It's so convenient. So they say that this new batch of emojis that they're rolling out has the most inclusivity that they've ever had before. So you're talking cultural inclusivity, like a sari, for example, a Hindu temple.
Wow.
There's also, you know, a gay couple holding hands. There's a like a guide dog.
Okay, yeah.
Right. There's also a sloth.
Oh, wow. Nice.
People are all over. Look, people love sloths.
Love them.
An otter, a flamingo, an orangutan, a skunk. I thought for sure we would have had a skunk by now.
I thought so too.
There's a bunch of new food emojis as well. There's a waffle, butter, onion, garlic, a juice box. There's underwear. There's a parachute. There's a safety vest. There's wheelchairs. And then there's a few more face emojis and body emojis. One of them is the yawning face, like I'm bored. Like,
oh.
And there's another one that's the pinching hand emoji. Now, I want you to picture for a second what the pinching hand looks like.
Yeah.
Do you can you see how people would want to use this outside of a pinch?
Oh, like just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Or like, size matters.
That's pretty much what everybody's been saying online about. Nobody's going to use, in the same way that nobody ever uses eggplant for the actual vegetable.
No. How many times do you actually buy an eggplant?
Nope. I can't tell you the last time we even had an eggplant, for sure.
But this will make you talk about size.
Yeah, probably it'll be that, followed by the eggplant in many conversations where you want to shut somebody down, right? Someone sends you an unsolicited picture, you send that the pinching hand back, shut them down,
the
right?
The ultimate clap back.
Yeah.
Yes. Sad day in the world of sitcom television. Yesterday, they made the big announcement that Modern Family is coming to an end after its 11th season. Now, a lot of fans of the show thought that this season, their 10th season, was going to be the last one. But no. They did tell us yesterday at a press conference that, yeah, they are going to have one more season. And they are saying that if you have been a fan of the show for all these years or ever were, this upcoming season is going to be full of milestone events that anyone who has ever been a fan of the series won't want to miss.
Okay.
Sounds emotional, but
maybe they're finding ways to draw more blood from this stone, but they're making it worthwhile for longtime fans. Like, I loved Modern Family for the first, I don't know, like 4 or 5 seasons. So the fact that they're on like season 11 now means I've missed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
You really didn't.
No, I didn't.
I watched an episode maybe about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it was...
Is it the same formula? It's, you know, misunderstanding and someone right? That's basically it.
Whoa, do you write for the show?
I think you do.
My goodness.
It's a winning, predictable formula. I mean, think about all the awards it's won. But yeah, it kind of gets tired over time.
You definitely can pick up where you left off. Sarah Hyland's character, I can't remember her name, but she's pregnant now. And she moves back in with her parents. And she's still dating that first guy.
Is Lily like 24 now?
She's quite a bit older. She's quite a bit taller.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be jarring. Because again, I stopped watching years ago.
And she has the formula too. She's like the sarcastic character.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that she's always kind of been on the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will you tune in for the final season of Modern Family?
Not the whole season. Like the last episode, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to see how it ends, right?
Right. Totally.
Yeah. Will they Game of Thrones it and, you know, have a red wedding, the whole thing? I don't know. Twist ending. Milestone. They said that there was going to be milestone.